Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta stop this shit. Because, hey, I was having a conversation with my kids last week. And because we're talking about colonial America. That's basically where we're at in the book. And so we're talking. And it's like, yo, you have to understand. Man, we were talking about the slave codes and how it was illegal for them to learn how to read and write and all that type of stuff. It's like, yo, you have to understand. I gotta keep you dependent on me. I can't have you learning on your own. I can't have you reading on your own. I can't have you smart on your own. Then you can beat me. That's why I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to make you sick. And I was actually doing the voices just like, I'm going to be the one who teach you English because, one, you came from Africa. What language do you know? You speak. I made that joke. Kids started laughing a little bit. I'm like, hey, but bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. But, hey, NASA. I was doing that shit. They're teaching you how to talk like that and all that. So you always know what they taught you. So you're always dependent on them. Because they don't want...
I hope you understand. But you black motherfuckers, I hope you double understand what this shit fucking means.
What? Right. And what's funny...
You hear what they doing to us. You hear how they training you to be.
Nigga. Exact... Bruh, I wish I said that. Because the whole time I'm in class... I'm looking at the black kids when I'm talking about this shit. I'm looking at you. They didn't give a fuck about you. Like the other kids, I'm not looking at y'all. Little white Spanish kids, they love y'all. Fuck y'all. Black kids.
So y'all being benevolent. Mm-hmm. We're being benevolent. Let's teach them our language. Boom, 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 boom. We're being benevolent.
Yeah.
To you, motherfucker.
So yeah,
programming. Training.
I was getting in that shit because, like, y'all, like... This is how they teach you how to talk, master. This is like, and I told them, low key, if we really had time, we could literally sit here, talk about what's the current black issues, current black problems that we have today, and we could trace it all the way back to those days when black people were in bondage.
It'll be the same fucking problem.
So, you want to talk about Sundays. Sundays when you were a slave. Yeah, that was your day of rest. Okay, you went to church.
But,
that's the
one. If they had church, your ass went to church.
Okay, if that. But, and they taught you, oh, you got to be dependent on white Jesus to come save you. But, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to spend
the white
word. I wasn't even going to talk about religion. But, so, after you went to church in the first part of your Sunday, the second part of your Sunday was entertainment. NFL. Entertainment. I'm going to get you guys drunk so you guys go fight each other and entertain me.
Boom.
Go dance for me,
boxing
nigger.
Matches.
Boxing Boom. Matches, go dance for me. Go
all
sing
of that.
For me. All of that shit.
Entertainment.
So, when you look at the entertainment industry, niggers go run for me, jump, catch, run.
Yep, go do all that.
Told you to sing.
I'm going
to
sit back and watch you this time. Because we're in the future, I ain't got to be in front of you to do it.
Yeah.
I can watch
from my home.
Away. From the comfort of my home.
But you still performing for me, nigga.
You're performing for me. Yeah, you getting the gold medal, bronze medal, silver medal, if you're lucky enough to beat the rest of the niggas that's in this motherfucker. But guess what?
Yeah.
You're doing this shit for me. It's not for you.
My niggas are better than your niggas.
Not for you.
My team is better than your team. My group of niggas are better than your group of niggas.
We're going to create a market for this shit.
My group of niggas are faster than yours.
But my plantation on point.
My group of niggas can run. My group of niggas can jump. My group of niggas can play.
I've been recruiting motherfuckers. I bred bitches and I recruit bitches. I got a couple whorehouses on this fucking property.
Right. It's sad how easily we can even just joking around, but we can make the similarities and bring them back.
Definitely. Definitely.
So we know where this shit stems from.
And the programming has been so far right, you can't even look left on that bitch.
You still looking right.
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 I mean, it's true. It's true.
I got to switch up the words.
It's true. It's very
true. Too many puns. But yeah.
You don't see left on it.
And honestly, it was a left, but now they're right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Hey, you guys, bitches gotta understand and dig deep under the words that we're saying so they understand. It was the left, but now they're right.
And whatever they're showing you, there's always more to it. Stop just going off of what they're showing you. There's triple what they're showing you.
Fuck yeah.
There's triple than what they're showing you.
Okay.
What you may mistake as a concession, them giving into a demand, that's them already seeing the manipulative way they can capitalize on the other end.
Okay, I have a question for you. Because I know you've seen the memes and I've seen the memes. And basically, you've seen it because I've seen you like this, so I can bring this up.
Okay.
So, when you've seen them talking about, damn, it was a white studio that made the movie. It was, you still pay a white cell phone carrier, so you're talking shit.
Yeah,
but
that's
how
that
shit. That one. So, you're
white people made
their
movie out
stupid.
Of Black Panther, and then
you
comment back out. Well, what about
exactly.
people and motherfuckers that pay their cell phone bill?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so what about it?
My thing about it is this, is Black Panther a tool from white America, a social experiment on us dealing with it, or is Black Panther really, even though it still has this white,
is it
really ours, should we really be make it as big as we're making it?
Okay. Oh, well, that's easy for me because I've already made my decision. I ain't even seen the motherfucking movie. Because it's like, okay, I've seen the trailer, I've seen different things, I've seen this, that, and the third, and I pretty much have an idea
of what it's about.
Not necessarily as far as the plot of the movie, but the different symbolism that's in the movie.
Yeah, because a lot of people are saying, fuck
because
that.
I've heard
him,
this side,
him,
I've heard the other side.
Kill,
I've heard
kill
this,
him.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard a lot.
Because I already know from what I can tell you from the movie, and one, not saying this is what it's about, but basically one theme that I got from the movie
mm-hmm.
is the whole black extremist versus the, I want to work with
the
white
integrationist.
People. Yeah, the
versus
integrationist.
The integrationist.
Yes, exactly.
You say you've seen the movie, you haven't?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying.
Based
like
off what you've seen online.
Yeah. Based what I've seen online, based on what people said, based on, like, articles. I'm not reading too much on it because I don't want it to ruin a good movie, but
I've seen
enough where people say, yo, I'm still seeing Killmonger. Fuck that shit.
Right. Okay.
But I've seen this.
But then that just comes back to Martin and Malcolm. Martin got a holiday. Malcolm don't.
I wonder why.
Martin was an integrationist. Malcolm was a radical.
Killmonger versus T'Challa.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what the story is. And they,
so let's continue
and they,
to pacify Negroes.
Let's
continue to pacify Negroes.
Let them know it's okay to integrate versus Killmonger. He's literally telling you, man.
I mean, in his name, Killmonger. When I keep seeing that name, I'm like, come on. Y'all couldn't be more subtle about this shit.
Killmonger.
I was like, all right. Okay, so, Negro, this shit got your name in it, but you won't do it. You're going to go for T'Challa? You can't even pronounce the shit? Because you know the integration is like Martin was?
Yeah. So, low-key, like, I'm already off-rip based off of what everybody else has said so far. It's like, yo, I think I'm team Killmonger, because...
I feel you on that. And
because that's where we at.
Yeah, that's where we at.
Yeah,
and I feel because of that, when I go watch this movie,
you know,
that is the perspective that I'm going to come in with it. As a fuck the establishment, I'm a rebel.
Yeah. And low key. Not
and
even,
I'm going to just gravitate towards
not even,
that.
Not even fuck the establishment. It's, man. It's
no, it's fuck the establishment because why does T'Challa need a cracker with him? Why we always gotta put a white person?
I thought the white boy was bad in this movie. They said the white boy's good.
Yeah, he was like one of fucking T'Challa's I want to say advisors or whatever, but somebody he confided in.
Okay, I didn't know that part. So.
Yeah.
So for me,
it's like, okay, why do we continue to need a fucking white person to validate the good idea that we may come up with, or to influence us to feel like the idea that we came up with was a good idea when it really was just their idea?
I mean, and
fuck that. Killmonger then.
I mean, low-key.
Without even watching the fucking movie.
Nah, because low-key, like, exactly, but,
stop influencing me. Let me make my own decision.
That? But, like, with our, how we know how shit is, Martin talked about it. I fear I'm integrating my people in a burning house.
That's why they awesome.
So, T'Challa, I'm sorry, like...
He woke up, but his speech was starting to wake up.
Majority of woke people still believe that...
Woke up and conscious.
So, majority of woke people just believe that, hey, we can be good people, we whatever, we get our rights. Yeah, black people have a name for themselves, but we can, you know, we can trust white people. That's where they fuck up. Woke people still probably... I mean... We believe we can trust.
Again, like I said, why did we need a fucking cracker in the picture?
And that's the problem. Like, we don't understand. Like, I don't want to be rude about it, but if we want to make sure everything's pure, everything's tainted to our higher degree, we are segregationists. We can integrate later.
Exactly.
And it's like, we already integrated. I mean integrate, we can start buying their products later. Like,
exactly.
I would put it like this.
Once we have our own shit.
I would put it like this. Black community, like, if we were our own country, whatever, like, even imports, exports, I was thinking about it today because they were talking about the tariffs and how that's how the United States used to make a lot of their money, was taxing other countries for their imports and stuff. And we
tax crackers to come in our community.
We do, but we attack the Asians and all that stuff. That was the main aspect of the article that we were doing over today. But, like, they were talking about how...
We need infrastructure.
No, not only that, but it was like how the one thing I want to talk about is we import 90% of our aluminum.
90% of everything.
Not everything, but I know what you mean. But I'm just saying, like, that was the one thing that stuck out to me.
No, for black people, everything.
Exactly. So bring it back to that conversation. We are
everything.
So if we really
99.
So if we want to go Killmonger, we need to fuck that. Fuck everything. It needs to be black. Maybe 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the line, then we could do 90-10.
Yeah,
80-20.
Because exactly. I mean, what black thing you know we can go get is black. We can just go get. Like that. All the major corporations we know are all white.
Even our entertainment.
All
even
white.
Even black entertainment.
All white.
For the most part, be
exactly.
White on and on.
Exactly. Exactly. So what is it that we have that we know is just per black?
So that's what I'm saying. So it's like...
99.9.
Without, like you said, without even watching the movie or anything, like, my mindset is like, yo, like, Killmonger had it right, like, not fuck them, basically. Like, we're just us, not trying to, you know...
Once we build our equivalent, then you can have a choice.
Exactly.
If you want to have a choice.
No.
Once we have our equivalent.
When we have our equivalent, you should have a choice.
Okay.
That's
all right. Yeah.
No, that's a perfect
we'll
world.
Yeah.
Because
you're
honestly,
right.
We're
you're
equal
right.
level.
I give you that.
Because
yeah.
I don't want to be a dick. I don't
yeah.
know. It's just for
once
right now.
Once we have our equivalent,
once we can say we are in competition, then it's okay for you to branch out and
do whatever you want.
But we need to build up ours first.
We need to have our global equivalent.
If we don't have a global equivalent, we're always going to be dependent on
everybody else. We're going to be dependent on Asians, Americans, the Europeans. Fucking Indian.
Like, honestly.
Everybody else got to give us a job. Everybody else got to give us some things that we need to survive.
Exactly. Like, they're like, I'm sorry, bro. Like, if I was ruler over a country, like, I get how these communist people. It's a hard job. I give it to them. It's a hard job. Just thinking about it right now.
You got a
lot.
And think about the hate that's coming your way. We're just the sons of this little guy over here in this little corner motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
and get so much shit online. You would think he's the president the way these people come at him.
You would have thought he was like the head pastor in Body of Christ, the head Haitian pastor.
Right. He
really isn't.
Still a pawn. They come at him like a fucking rook or a bishop. Fuck it, bishop.
Nah, I'll go English because I was doing English on government right now. King is the king of the England, and then barons are the barons of the...
They go at him like a baron.
Like the governor of that region.
Yeah,
baron
like
is
this
governor.
Is,
yeah.
I own Homestead.
So he's a... He technically is.
He should be. Not that he technically is.
Oh,
he
because
should
what,
be.
Because what's his name?
No, because he still was here first.
Dad
from
was
fucking Doris Scott.
Yeah, Dad was here first. Yeah.
Exactly. He was here first. So just on seniority alone,
he
would have been Baron.
Yeah.
He should have been Baron. Boom.
What's his name? He should have never established another Homestead church.
Exactly. He should have never been able to come in here in the first place. And that was the cracker that put him in here. Because a black man put Dad here.
Doris Scott put Dad here.
Yeah.
And who? What cracker put in?
Pastor Dahl from Jacksonville.
I remember
that
big bitch ass.
Yeah,
fuck.
That dude. He put him here to
going
compete.
That church.
Right. Stop sucking up to this fat cracker.
And I remember, what's the name again? The one in Homestead?
Which one?
The pastor he put. What's the name?
Talking about Duyon.
Duyon, yeah. That nigga was actually in that nigga's church, Pastor Dahl's. I remember
He was part of Pastor Dahl's church.
I remember
church.
That one time
Pastor
when
Dahl
we went...
sent him... to start a church.
Oh, so
here.
That nigga fucked that nigga.
Yeah, exactly. No,
fuck,
fuck
that
cracker.
Up.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Fuck doing one for listening, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's already one here. Why he ain't sent you to Miami? There's plenty of room in Miami.
Yeah, there really is, yeah.
There's like, plenty of room in Miami. Why you send your Homestead? At that time where Homestead was nothing anyway?
Yeah.
Why?
That was a conversation we didn't catch.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
It's still real as fuck.
Yes, sir. This speaks to the same bullshit that's going on today.
Yeah. I promise you, like...
But the white people, man.
I want to show face at a fuck... Like, no, I don't. Because I was going to say, I want to show face at a fucking fellowship and just, you know... Like, oh, shit.
That wouldn't be good because it would have no effect. It's not like you're doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, yeah, oh, here. No, in fact, they'll play it off as the prodigal son shit. Exactly. When it's not that in your head, it's like you're trying to show up on the motherfucker.
I just want to see y'all dumbasses real quick. Yeah. Man, this is the worst one I ever rolled. Oh, well.
It's like, man,
look at this shit.
I can't what you look like.
This shit got angles. This shit got angles to it, man. I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna fuck with it. I'm just sit there.
I'm not sure. That's just.
You're like, look at this, man.
Okay.
I'm just smoking that.
All right.
Okay, whatever.
Shoot.
But nah, it's real. So yeah, it's like.
So honestly, my main problem right now is this whole.
I mean, I
full fledged belief. Into a system that was brought to you by a cracker.
And you can't... I can't fuck with it until... Like, I feel you on that because, like, I can't fuck
that
with it.
That alone already...
I can't fuck with it because it's on
because
that shit.
And then, I mean, you lied about how you got America.
He lied.
No, I'm saying crackers lied about how they got America.
Oh, yeah. Every day.
You know what I'm saying? And we find out crackers lie every fucking day. And then we see how they're trying to change the lies of the fucking history books.
Bitch, we had servants. Bitch, fuck you.
We're changing the lies in the fucking. It's like, you know what? No.
You know, and what's funny?
If they could lie about everything else, they could lie about that too.
The only thing that I've seen in the book that kind of pissed me off was one that this hit. My book is early U.S. American history, but I promise you, it starts from the Native Americans, Indians, and it stops basically at Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of slavery I'm dealing with. That's one thing I hate about the book.
We ain't really had a penny for like 90% of the time.
Dog. Let me show
you. We were just there.
I'm going to show you this video I showed my kids.
We just a bunch of extras.
Let me show you this video I showed my kids just to let them know the magnitude and how big slavery was. But
and even the video don't really capture it because nobody has
No. This video is not. This video ain't even graphic.
It's just gonna show you some boats. That's it.
I'm just saying though.
But
nobody
right.
had video cameras back then to really capture the true essence.
The pictures ain't enough.
No.
The pictures are not.
This is the creative imagination of it.
So, the second thing I was gonna say I don't like about the book is how they talk about how majority like they say slavery was bad. They say tremendously, yeah. But like the one thing like they say like they talk about more about how majority of the slaves got here was through other African kingdoms selling them off and shit as prisoners of war and all that shit. Because I watched what was the movies we've been watching though that had fuck I can't remember the names of them. Hidden Colors. There you go. Because I watched Hidden Colors, and I remember the lines where they said, yeah, some of them were, and even those kingdoms didn't even know it was this type of slavery or anything like that.
Right.
I told the kids that. And it's like, yo, a lot of these people, yeah, I'll give you maybe half. I'll give you at least half of these kingdoms know they were selling their slaves into slavery. Not the same type of slavery that they knew. Like, it was what
not
they
like
had.
Not like African slavery.
Mm-hmm. And I explained that shit. But then I told them the other half, you have to remember, these people just raided these people's homes, villages, and all that type of shit.
There was no social media.
Mm-hmm.
There was no YouTube. There was no CNN, Fox, and cable news to get you live and up-to-the-date fucking footage.
Exactly.
Of what's going on across the ocean.
Bruh. Watch this little animated shit. While we're talking, you're going to just start seeing these dots pick up. And you're going to see what the fuck I'm talking about in a couple of seconds. I got 4G. Let's go. Oh, y'all better have that shit. It's going to come. Hold on. It better do it. This shit's terrible, dog. Like. Basically, I just read it. Over 15,790 boats.
So you know the number of people was in the hundreds of thousands at
millions
the minimum
of lives.
What?
Bro.
Done. See, I said at the minimum.
And me, I'm trying to make this shit full screen for you.
At the minimum. I try to give you guys the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-mm.
No. You're going to eat your shit, white people.
Y'all fucking horrible.
You're going to eat your shit. I don't care.
You know what still the funniest part is? The way we talk about slavery is still not compared to what really happened in the Caribbean
and
South America.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Because that's where the stop was before they came here.
Nigga, you think we have a lot of black people here?
Why you think them places is dark in the first place?
Go to Brazil.
Wait.
Okay.
I was just about to say Brazil.
If I could fucking full screen it, I don't know why I can't right now.
Quote that.
I wanna know why I ain't full screen shit.
Cause I won't be.
Okay, hopefully you can see the little dots while they pass, but just watch a little bit while we talk. It's gonna be hard. But then you're going to start seeing them dots moving for a little bit. You see it a little bit? The little black dots moving from Africa? Yeah, you got to move in a little bit. I don't know why it's doing it so small. But, over 15 fucking thousand. And you have to at least, there was at least 150, 200 people per boat. Try it. Or refresh the page, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to see a way to fucking do that shit. Hold on.
What did you just press? Widescreen?
Nah, rotation.
Wait, you're gonna see over 15,000 boats, at least 200 niggas on there. At least. Okay, fuck it. At least 100. Fuck that. There's some numbers have boats of having up to 900 people, bruh. talk about Emmett Till at the end of the month with the kids. And I'm going to try to tie it in with Emmett Till, Tamir Rice, today. Even though Tamir Rice is basically today.
Oh, that's a pretty good swing. Oh, she did. Sorry, I should have tried it. One more time trying to catch out here. It's cool.
Yeah, dog. You seeing it? Is it going? You seeing the boats, the dots, them shit's moving.
Dots are flying, boy.
Exactly,
like, what the
that
fuck?
Shit picked up. Like, that's when I was like, oh, shit. So a lot of these people are like, oh, yeah, let me use indentured servants for a while. Let me use them people. But you got to understand, those people are on a contract. So if they contract up, they could go ahead and move, get their own crib, and do their own thing, and get their own money. Slaves.
Not when they came to America.
No, I'm talking about the indentured servants. Yes, they
can.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
okay,
because
okay,
it's
okay.
Basically...
I thought you were talking about regular... Okay, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
The regular people...
The slaves?
Yeah, slaves.
We,
they,
own,
they
we, own your,
that.
We own your whole bloodline.
For your whole life.
Your whole bloodline.
Yeah. And like I was...
We got
I,
you for life. We got your
talking,
kids for life. We got their kids for life. We got their kids for life.
Exactly. I was telling the kids that. It was like, yo, think of the mind...
Never
like,
getting out
was,
of this.
Bruh, like how I like to teach. Like I want them to like, yo, I want you to be in the mindset... Like, think of you are a slave owner and all that type of shit.
You ain't getting
that like, the yet. Only thing you wanted to make sure they were strong. You wanted to make sure they were healthy. So you had to force feed them. They were doing the little, trying not to eat and all that other shit. You got to force feed them. You got to do all that. You're going to go to those extremes. And that's why they did. And if you were weak, if you were meagle, if you were just sick or anything, toss you on the boat, bitch. Like, you a bad investment. At least I got insurance. Like, I was telling these kids, like, yo, they looked at you as property. You
that's
are,
you are.
You are not human. You are an object. You are money.
You got to be worth it. You ain't, bye.
Bro, I'm telling you, them kids were looking like, I'm like, yeah.
That.
Is that like serious?
Social media got nothing to do with this. I know
don't,
social media is value right
hey,
now.
Don't let nobody
it
lie to you. I'm
to
telling you, it was
media.
That serious back then. So this is why you have to do these certain things now. Like,
you think you need
watch.
These digital likes? You needed real likes back then.
Mm-hmm.
You needed real likes.
Oh, use annoying clay? All right, get rid of them. I told them, like, okay. They're like, oh, what happened to the runaway slave? If you were lucky, they kept alive. Your foot was cut off.
If you were lucky and they didn't catch your ass,
yeah.
You lived a regular life somewhere up north.
Yeah. If you got caught you. You lucky you didn't die.
You got your ass beat while they was cotting you.
And they probably cut
your
fucking foot off.
You got your ass beat when you got home. And then you got your ass beat just because. Just because.
What?
Which by then you probably wish you would have just died anyway.
Mm-hmm. Bitches looking forward to just, let me just get amputated, fucking dry.
Like, you know what? Man, I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Y'all
are definitely the strongest.
The strongest type.
Y'all the strongest. Fuck what they say about this. No, y'all the strongest. These motherfuckers ain't getting limbs cut off.
And like, even like, it sucks. Actually, it could be two ways of looking at it. But then
I feel the younger generation is more rebellious.
No, no, not even that. I'm not even talking about the younger generation. I'm just talking about the ones in the old one. Yeah, you could say they were strong because they actually dealt with it and got through it.
But
that's
they probably
strong.
Had no choice at that
no,
time.
No, not even that.
Oh, okay.
But you can also look at them. Y'all motherfuckers were weak. Y'all allowed this shit to happen.
Y'all had the numbers.
Especially on some
y'all
of these
definitely
larger,
had
we're going to talk about these larger
at the end of the day, yes, they definitely had the numbers. Yeah, they broke you, whatever, boom, boom, boom.
That's nothing.
Y'all
had
the numbers.
That's why I had to tell the kids that.
Why do you think Germany was so strong?
Right.
Because they had the numbers. I was watching PBS the other day and it was talking about...
Oh, yeah,
about,
they're big.
Dude,
big community. Community of them out there.
I was watching that shit and it was like...
But you have to understand,
Germany wasn't really strategically correct. They just had more numbers.
But the thing is, and this is why I taught the kids, if I break your strongest one, if I break your the one you look up to, your most valuable one,
oh,
the hardest one there.
That's the art
and
of
I
war.
I break. I love how I did with the kids, bro.
That's just the art of war.
I was like, think about it this, kid.
Cut the top dog.
I'm your slave owner. This is the plantation we in. This classroom is a plantation. All of you guys are my slaves. They're like, oh, what? Just listen. If I beat
him, end up on social media.
What exactly? Exactly. If I beat him to the inch of his life, everybody's like, if I beat him to the inch of his life in
beautiful
front of all of y'all,
are y'all gonna fuck with me? Are y'all gonna fuck with me?
Basically, all y'all gonna exactly.
I ain't gonna fuck with that dude right now.
I promise you. Like, I love when it's time to do lectures, where it's like, if it's a topic I want to talk about, like, the lectures, they're like, and it's learning, dog. And it's
why
I like the fact
that
I'm doing it. So it's like, it's not worth it.
That's good shit.
But
right
you
there
feel me? It's like, so I'm talking about.
When you're able to be able to convey that platform, that's good shit right there.
For money? Yeah.
Especially when you get paid for it.
Yeah.
It's good shit.
Yeah, the black man's story.
We give you the black side. We give you a Killmonger side of the story.
What was that shit? It's like, yo, if I could beat him. And I specifically did it not saying anybody. It's
right.
Like, I ain't going to point no elbows or fingers.
I'm pointing at the door right now.
So I don't want none of y'all talking ish about me. They all started laughing. But honestly, if I beat him to the inch of his life, whipping him and all this, I'm doing this in front of all y'all so all y'all can see. Everybody's like, exactly.
Who going to try me?
Who going to try to run away?
Who going to try me?
So if I break you, if I can control you up here.
I don't want them problems.
Exactly.
I don't want them
that's
problems.
Why you think them slaves were allowed to walk around in the city?
Oh, yeah.
All they just needed was a pass.
Exactly.
All you needed was
you're
a little
free. You could have just ducked and been gone.
You could have wrote that shit yourself.
You had no idea where the fuck to go.
Yeah, nothing.
All you knew was master. Master's world. All you knew was Master's word.
Master said, walk 1 mile that way.
Yes, that's all you knew.
And you did that shit. And all them other people would see you
that's
like,
the power of the mind control of the way,
card?
People, man.
Here's my card.
They knew, psychologically. Let's just get them right there.
Shit, I know I fucked around and told one of the classes that's how the police started being catching runaway slaves.
Yep.
I fucked around and said that shit. I was like, damn, I feel bad. I hope this shit don't catch me. But I know I said that shit.
No, but there's certain historical fact there, so you can't say he lied. He didn't lie.
Yeah,
he may not have stuck to the curriculum, but he had to.
I veered away from the curriculum.
He had to provide a broader
perspective. Yeah, you got more
leg than me. He had to provide a broader perspective of the curriculum. Because honestly, I know I've been talking for years about how they're going to take slavery out of history. Nowadays, all I keep hearing, all I keep seeing is it's gone. And it's like, hello.
Okay. You see how they whitewashing it in our age, and we're 30s, we're basically. In our 30s, they're whitewashing it already.
Shit, just the program that they gave us back then is already whitewashed. Of that perspective.
Truthfully, it is because all I remember from honestly
still,
back then, all I remember was about Harriet Tubman. She saved a couple people, and that's it.
Martin was good.
That's all I really remember.
That's
and,
why we have a Martin Luther King Day.
And Abraham,
Malcolm X was a radical. He was a bad
Abraham
guy.
Abraham Lincoln saved the niggas.
He helped niggas. That's the white people that saved niggas.
There was a couple of bombs.
JFK was cool only because he got assassinated.
That's really true because they don't talk about how JFK was really for niggas.
Exactly.
They just
he
talk
was
about,
cool because he got assassinated. Bill Clinton cool because he got hit in the White House.
No, that's all. No, I won't even put Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton. Is
no,
because
remember how they used to say he was the first black president.
No, No. They never said JFK was a black president.
No, they never said that. But he was cool for niggas.
Yes, but the difference between Bill and JFK, Bill didn't do the prison thingy.
Yeah, of course. No,
I mean, JFK
K.
didn't do the prison
thingy. Yeah, there's a big difference.
That's why I say I wouldn't even put Bill in that category, in that topic, because I know the shit that Bill did. JFK, like, he was already in a green system trying to make it somewhat better. pop, 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 too early, nigga.
He's like, fuck the establishment. He wanted to get off the Federal Reserve with the fucking Federal Bank.
He was fucking with their money.
Yeah, he was like,
that's what they main problem
exactly.
was.
Exactly. He was fucking with their money. Yeah, he could have been racist, but he was like, you know what? I ain't fucking with that money because I already know what that's going to be. And that's what got him.
And that's the same thing that got Abraham. Because he wasn't for stopping it. He's like, yo, if I could keep him, fuck it, let's keep him. But I know our system, our money system, can't support it. We are transitioning to an industrial revolution.
Right. We can't do slavery. We need to move forward because you know what? That's a vital source of economy. Because that's the bodies that'll do work anyway.
Exactly. Those and the thing is,
and they will spend money if you pay them.
You know, the South is gonna look at it. It's like, yo, you tell me we can't do slavery no more. You tell me you're taking this all away. I got a wasted investment. I got a bunch of people on my land.
And that's why they got reparations. But what did black people get?
I want somebody to walk by like, yo, what the fuck are they talking about? Because she definitely turned around when we said slaves.
Oh, well, fuck that. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? We're talking knowledge. You know what I'm saying? You better break this shit down. You got to break this shit down because all these white owners of property that had slaves, they got paid reparations. You don't want to call it reparations, but that is what it was. It's like, you know what? You can no longer have this as a source of commodity. We will take the ownership of this commodity.
Mm.
We will pay you for this commodity.
What? We're going to pay you for this inconvenience.
And we will subsidize. We will subsidize.
Until you get back on your feet.
Exactly. We will subsidize it. Boy, y'all better...
So, going back to today... In the future, and Black Panther in the future, I bring it back to that.
Bring it back to the movie.
I'm going to bring it back to the movie. So bring it back to the fucking movie.
This is a review of the movie without actually watching the movie.
Yeah, but bringing it back to the movie.
Because obviously this is where they're going to take it anyway.
I'm sorry. So bringing it back to the movie and knowing all this information, knowing all this lies.
He's going to say he's Team Killmonger.
That, but... Like, who's really the real villain in the movie then? Because I know what white America is going to tell me to think. They're going to tell me to integrate because you have all these great things and white, we're sorry now.
You know what?
And before you get bigger and better than us, we want you to be part of us.
That's an easy answer.
That is. But
that is,
let's go
for us. That is an easy answer. The real enemy here, the real villain in this movie is the integration of the less melanated.
That's
just right. To be proper and not racial.
Integration of white people.
You
been recording?
Yes, because this is
like,
good.
I knew I was wondering. I was thinking in the back of my head,
I think
it should be recorded.
Exactly. I need these gems. Because you know what? Honestly,
but I didn't
want to
bring
where,
it up, but it's like,
oh, yeah.
Did he do it already?
This is where the real stuff comes out.
Okay. Damn.
And it comes out in a way where it's
exactly.
like, you know what?
That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
My name is your homie.
Now I ain't about to give you the introduction.
Exactly. But anyways, unknown, nigga. Anyways,
welcome to the Bad Dragon.
Double 99.
Oh, boy, it's crazy.
Mad Dragon Double 99.
Well,
presented to you, Mad Dragon Double 99.
There it is, man.
Anyways, but nah, real shit though. Like y'all are full of shit. If we could stem from the fucking problems and we're looking at it like on a grand aspect, integration is going to kill us. Every single time it has hurt us as a community. Like and honestly, granted, people thinking in their minds. Black businesses, supporting black businesses, sorry, because they've seen this movie and all of this type of stuff. Not really.
You know, here's the problem. The problem here is we're looking at it at two different perspectives. We as a community, as a people, as a country or whatever, we're looking at socially integrationist is
oh, we got
one
a w.
way.
We got a W right now.
We're looking at it
we
one way.
We got a W in their main, on their level. On their big wide screen, on what we know on to really big, be a big box office on the, and with the money behind it, we got a W because it was black artists, it was black people produced by black, black melanated folks.
And I'm gonna go into
that's our
W. And I'm gonna go into that because
we got a
I already did. People already started talking about, oh, I'm hating. No, I'm not hating on the fucking movie because trust and believe it, I'm gonna watch the movie eventually.
Oh my god, I got two holes now.
Oh
yeah.
Well, good job. Anyway.
Damn, this must be new.
Anyway,
I think
what I was saying was, it's like, okay, so yeah, they may think they got a W. But in my hand, when I had put my article a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I think it was about 2 weeks ago, and I said, okay, y'all talking about all this black power shit just because it's Black Panther and it's this or that and whatever, but all these motherfucking artists that came out, these celebrities, actors and actresses that came out, what they wearing? They ain't wearing black designers. They wearing Versace. They wearing Gucci. They wearing this.
I mean,
they wearing that. And I'm not to hate on them. It's like, I'm not trying to put anything on them. They didn't sign up to make it like a black power movement.
Yeah.
They just made it to make some dollars.
Yeah. They made the movie.
You are the people that are all
and
like.
Some of them, yes.
They made it, yes.
But I know what you're talking about where they just wear regular clothes out
and
there.
Like,
they weren't making this a big movement.
That was not their intention.
You're talking about the ones who were in the movie, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. It was like that was not their intention.
I don't know.
So when I see people going off online, I'm like, y'all just get off on everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. And honestly, there is no satisfying y'all. No matter what it is they do, you're going to find something
So people were mad at them for not wearing the black attire?
Oh, yeah.
So they were mad, like, yo, where's your black pride? Why you bring your white wife? Because I seen that. Niggas bring their white wife to the showing. Why you bring this white
wife? I'm not going to lie. I did that, too.
You talked about that?
Not about the white wife thing. Mm. I just talk about as far as the attire. That's all I did.
Okay.
Because I didn't get deep into it.
But you didn't go off like the others.
No.
About.
My thing was like, all right, so y'all saying it's black power, this, black power, that, wah, ooh, yeah, Wakanda for life, yeah, it's all about this shit. And I look at these motherfuckers holding up for black people, man, but then we got this fashion shit that's talking about, oh, but this is what they wore, though. Boom. So what black community profited off of that? Okay, what black community profited off of that? All right, oh, nope. Boom, what black community profited? Oh, nope.
Okay.
All right, boom.
I'll feel you on that.
But then I brought it back to like, well, guess what? They didn't do this movie for, black power.
Man, they did it with a nice message.
Yeah, it was a nice message, but they just did it to just get paid.
Truly.
And you can't be mad at that because how many of y'all just doing a job just to get paid?
Just to get by.
Right?
How many
you black guys are cops just to get by?
What?
But you ain't racist.
But you wear that badge that make you that.
Right.
But,
right.
Okay, my aspect, my opinion on everything you kind of just said, yeah, they're doing it to get paid. There's so many things you said. Like, I have different things.
It's loaded.
It was a loaded message honestly, like, I want to stem on the front.
If you really want to nitpick it, you did it for hours.
I'm about to a little bit. I'm about to just for, like, a couple minutes, not hours. But give me these minutes. Because there was a couple things you said. It was a loaded message coming from the whole is this a black pride thing? Is this rallying behind it like that? But then it's the whole message of Wakanda forever. That's a loaded message, but
yes.
Behind itself. Because, like,
yes.
Okay, I'm going to jump to that one.
It's not the
Cain and
Abel vibe.
Fuck that.
That shit was loaded.
Fuck that.
All right, my thing about Wakanda forever. I know it's a movie. I love y'all, and I'm
like...
You
haven't seen it.
I mean, no, I really do, and, like, I get it. Like, I really do. I promise you, I get it.
Oh,
like,
man.
I am melanated my damn self, so
oh, yes.
don't think I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, and I love it,
Black love for life, man.
Honestly, like, and I know y'all just, you know, y'all got y'all movie. Like, this is way, you know, just to feel.
You need something.
I know. We need something.
We
I
need
get,
something.
I really, I
and that's
get
the thing.
It.
We need
like,
something.
We need something. Like, and that's
is
why
that
we,
why we gravitate to Christianity?
And that's why we, exactly.